Now, I guess part of the problem is that you're seeing a lot more wildlife coming in now. And I mentioned the uniqueness of our wildlife. Part of the issue is they're unique to certain areas, and now their areas have been burnt out. So what's being done at the moment to help rehabilitate the animals that have survived?
Well, I've been designing and leading the implementation of our national package, which is $50 million to help right here, right now. And I stress that this is just the first wave of funding to support restoration of our environment, because across Australia, we've had over 10 million hectares burnt. And as you say, some almost total areas of habitat. They're very worried about the long-footed potoroo in East Gippsland. Quite a few birds. We don't always think about birds with fires, but heat affects them terribly. And some of our smaller birds, like the honey eater, they've actually lost their food source. So while they themselves haven't been in the path of the fire, you know, they're going to struggle in the seasons ahead. So my approach is always very much listen to the experts. So I've put together an expert panel, and they're linking with what's happening on the ground, because we've got some amazing volunteers and groups that, are stepping up, ready to do whatever needs to be done, like fencing off for predators, cats, foxes, protecting the unburnt areas that are left, making sure that we don't, for example, have too much pressure on those areas, so that we restore good source habitat for our amazing native species. And look, the koala, it's an ambassador. It's not the only species affected.
No,
but it
is.
But I see it very much as an ambassador for these fires.
Yeah, most definitely. And I guess too, another thing that people are really interested in knowing is, how can we help? Now, obviously, you've got your wildlife carers, and that's quite a specialist area. You can't just take a, you know, an injured animal home and start looking after it yourself, because they do need specialist care. Having said that, I'm sure there are other things that we can do. As far as regeneration goes, is now the time to be getting together with your local land care group and perhaps going to organise some tree planting and that sort of stuff?
It's never too early to make those links. For the areas that have been scarred by fire, the bush regenerator people say wait and see what seeds come up naturally and don't disturb the area too much. If you're someone with time on your hands and you would like to be a wildlife carer, it's extremely rewarding, but it's very time-consuming, as you say. I met an amazing lady in West Albury, and she's feeding a koala that was actually rescued from Tokemul, not because of fires, because of heat. 5 kilos of leaves a day, one leaf at a time. So
wow.
You can imagine the time.
You need a bit of time.
Now, WIRES, which is our New South Wales or Wildlife Victoria across the border, have got training courses, so you can do that, and a lot of people do want to do that. That's a bit of a longer term plan. And yes, land care or anything. I mean, we've got Parklands Albury Wodonga here. We've got a group here with great skills and great ability, and I'm seeing those volunteers ready to step up. So the time will come. You know, it's interesting when there's a this is an ecological tragedy, these fires, but with everything like this, they say after a month people sometimes tend to look elsewhere.
Yep.
But I really hope this won't be the case here, that people stay the course. I think they will.
I think they will too. And if you've been, and obviously you've been all around the country and been to their fire-affected areas. I mean, I was up at Jingellic on Wednesday just to see how much of that land is scarred by the fire, and to think that, you know, a lot of it is the native bushland. A lot of it's farmland too, and tragically loads of domestic farm animals perished in those fires. But to just see it and think, well, what happens next? And I know, yes, the land does regenerate, and we're very lucky that the native species of flora do regenerate. But I guess it takes such a long time, and it's such vast amounts of land. So it'll be interesting, and we'll certainly keep in touch with, you know, the land care organisations locally to find out how people can get involved. Because I think, it really takes a village approach to make sure that these things come back to how they were.
That's right. And while my, you know, cabinet minister role is the environment, I'm very conscious of the damage this has done to the rural landscape as well. And 50% of Australia is managed by our farmers. So in helping recover, we must support our farmers. And we've announced various things that are doing just that. But you've described, and I was at Jingellic with the Deputy Prime Minister a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we travelled long distances in the car. We just didn't say a word. There was just nothing to say. No. It was so awful. And for farmers to get up and look out at that blackened landscape and burnt fences every day is really quite soul-destroying. So we have to be here for those rural communities. And I know with the support that's being coming from us and state governments, etc., look, that's the framework. But it's the personal connections. It's keeping an eye on your neighbour. It's Blaze Aid, which goes out and builds fences, and it's staying the course, really, isn't it?
Oh, and so many other volunteers and just regular folk that have given up their time and are just doing whatever they can to help. It's been amazing, that outpouring of support. But certainly, as you say, we need to keep doing it. Susan Lee, Federal Environment Minister, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with everything to do with restoring our wildlife, because, you know, once they're gone, we can't get them back. Mm.
Thank you, Lou. One quick plug for our local businesses, Holiday Here. When you want that quick weekend away,
oh, absolutely,
come to the northeast or come to somewhere close.